All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready to dive in.
Today, we're tackling performance testing.
Yeah, performance testing.
But with a twist.
A twist indeed.
We're looking at how to make sure our software doesn't just work, it thrives.
Thrives, yes. And not just anywhere.
Nope, not just anywhere. We're talking about the wild world of cloud-native environments.
Buckle up. Because things can get a little wild out there in the cloud.
We've got a whole bunch of interesting sources, white papers, articles, the works, all about making sure our apps can handle the pressure of the cloud.
That's right. And honestly, what makes this so fascinating is that cloud-native apps, they're not static.
They're not, are they?
Always changing, always scaling. It's almost like they're alive.
So it's not enough to just, you know, test it once and call it a day.
Oh, absolutely not. Traditional performance testing, kind of like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole these days.
Doesn't quite work, huh?
Not really. Those old methods were built for a world where everything was predictable, controlled.
Right, right. Back when servers lived in a basement somewhere.
Exactly. But the cloud, it's dynamic, it's distributed, and things change constantly.
And we're not just talking about, you know, a few servers here and there. We're talking about these massive, sprawling architectures.
Oh yeah, think microservices, think containers, all these little pieces working together.
So where do we even begin with performance testing in this crazy landscape?
Well, one of the biggest things that our sources all pointed to, shift left testing. Gotta start testing early.
Early and often, right?
Exactly. It's like if you're baking a cake, you don't wait until it's in the oven to check if you put in enough sugar.
Makes sense. Catch those problems before they become, well, baked in.
Right. And another thing, you're not going to believe this, but we need to automate. Automate. It's like the mantra of the modern world.
But for good reason. Cloud environments, they're all about speed. Continuous deployments, updates flying left and right. Can't keep up if you're doing everything by hand.
Imagine trying to test every single release manually. You'd be drowning in data.
So what? We need robots to do our testing for us.
Kind of. Not robots, but smart tools.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Platforms designed specifically for the cloud. Things that can simulate massive amounts of user traffic, identify bottlenecks in real time.
And even predict problems before they happen.
Exactly. Predictive analytics is a game changer.
So we're talking about tools that are not just reactive, but proactive.
That's the key. Because in the cloud, performance isn't just about speed. It's about reliability, resilience.
It's about making sure your app can weather any storm.
Precisely. Think about it. Slow loading times, crashes, downtime, these can be devastating.
Not just for the user experience, but for your bottom line.
Exactly. Lost revenue, damaged reputation, you name it.
So for everyone listening out there, no matter your role, developer, product manager, CEO.
Performance in the cloud is something you need to care about.
Big time. And as the cloud continues to evolve, so will the challenges.
And the solutions. It's going to be a fascinating journey. Think about it. What role will AI play in performance testing in the future?
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm already imagining self-healing applications that can optimize themselves on the fly.
The possibilities are endless, and that's what's so exciting about this field. We're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
Food for thought. As we all navigate this ever-changing cloud landscape. Until next time, happy testing.
Happy testing.